AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A law enforcement source tells the AP investigators have been questioning a family member of director-actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle after they were found dead at their home in Los Angeles. Police Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton says authorities are looking for information but won't go into detail.
There are going to be many family members interviewed. I'm not going to confirm whether someone's being interviewed at this time or not. We're going to try and speak to every family member that we can to get to the facts of this investigation.
Investigators believe the Reiners suffered stab wounds. Now that a person of interest has been released, authorities in Providence, Rhode Island are again searching for a person seen in a short video clip in the Brown University shooting that killed two students and injured nine. Video was released of students hiding in the engineering building.
Obviously, there's something going on. We're here to help you. Just listen to what we have to say, okay? All right, breathe. Anybody hurt? Nope. All right, just listen to our commands. We will get you out of here safely.
President Trump was asked about the Brown shooting.
Brown University, great school. Great, really one of the greatest schools anywhere in the world. Things can happen. So to the nine injured, get well fast. And to the families of those two that are no longer with us, I pay my deepest regards and respects from the United States of America.
The shooting happened during final exams at Brown. Pope Leo is denouncing the anti-Semitic violence behind the Hanukkah massacre in Sydney, Australia. 15 people were killed. The latest round of talks between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. envoys ended as they and European allies look to end Russia's nearly four-year war. The new head of Britain's MI6 is set to warn about Russian President Vladimir Putin's efforts to export chaos around the globe. Iran's currency has hit a new record low to the U.S. dollar, deepening its collapse. This is AP News. The Louvre in Paris is closed and workers are on strike.
Over working conditions and other complaints, it deals another blow to the Paris landmark and home of the Mona Lisa after an embarrassing jewellery heist in October. The union said the vote was taken at a meeting of 400 workers on Monday morning and that they decided to strike for the day. Striking workers with flags, banners and placards blocked the museum's iconic glass pyramid entrance. An updated notice on the Louvre's website said it was exceptionally closed for the day and the ticket holders would be reimbursed. Labour leaders said that talks between unions and government officials had not alleviated their concerns about staffing and financing for the museum that welcomes millions of visitors each year. For employees, the brazen daylight jewel heist crystallized long-standing concerns that crowding and thin staffing are undermining security and working conditions at the museum. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.